Oh, hebben we geen nieuws? Oh. Nou, geen nieuws. Sorry.
Wordt er met IRC gewerkt? Ja, doe maar. Know your computer. Why make my life hard if it make it easy?
Yes, and welcome to the Hackerspaces dinner show at Ohm 2030.
Ongeveer. Minder, less. Ah, oh, sweet. Yeah? For now or for all the way? Talk to Breno. Yeah.
Yes, and we're back. This is Fish speaking. It's a long time ago, 4 years actually. We're back with the Hackerspace Hour, but within a new name this time. The name is the Hackerspaces Dinner Show. And the idea is to have three courses of all kind of hackerspaces. And today we're talking to two hackerspaces of Belgium. Crystal from Antwerp.
Hey.
Can you take the microphone a little bit?
Okay. So
yeah. Hey, how are you
good
doing?
Good morning, or good afternoon, or I don't know what time it is.
Well, we lost slightly our time, so.
Yeah. It's too interesting to watch your clock here all the time, so. Yeah.
So how's the village doing over there? You brought in a bunch of Belgium hackers, I thought.
Yeah, we have a huge big ass tent this year, and we have a couple of hacker spaces from Belgium. We have White Warranties from Antwerp, we have White Space from Ghent, HXPL from Brussels, and Urlab also from Brussels. And the guys from the FabLab Brussels tagged along with us. So
how many people are there?
I think we're about 20-25 people in the space or in the village living there. But we are open to all kinds of guests. People can come by, have a drink, have a chat, or hack, or follow workshops. Basically everybody's welcome in the village.
There's a lot of fun going around.
Definitely.
Can you give some samples? What are people doing over there?
For example, we have Mitch Altman giving his workshops, the Arduino for newbies, and the soldering workshop in our tents. At 2 o'clock, the guys from the Fab Lab are giving a PCBs etching workshop. I've seen Kevin, he's working on his arcade box, which he's been doing for a while now, which is basically like a plastic hobby box.
A hobby box. Can you explain it a little bit what it does?
Yeah, it's a hobby box. He built in some buttons and so on, and you can attach your laptop to it, and you can have like a small arcade cabinet with it. So it's like
Sounds like fun, or
DIY arcade machine.
And most of the people are working with electronics at the village over there, or is it all kind of things?
All kinds of different things. I've seen somebody doing something with music and a guitar and piano. But I've been so busy with everything running around that I haven't seen everything yet myself, but there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, now you're on the radio, so you still don't have time to take a look around.
Yeah. So I guess I will have to schedule it or something to have a look in my own village to see what's happening everywhere in each corner. But I see a lot of people having fun there, so that's the main important thing.
It's actually always the same. It's always the same people who are taking care of a lot of things for our nation.
Yeah, but we love to do it anyway, so I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. I've been working on it quite a while to prepare everything, to do the decoration, to fetch the tent, to get actually all the stuff here, because transportation was quite expensive if we had to rent a truck or something, but we managed with like trailers and cars and and stuff to get everything here.
But you guys are here.
Hey, We're here.
Let's talk about it later, about what's happening at your village and what kind of workshop you have to, were able to do and what instruction is, etc. First, we're going to listen to one of our old Phenolith songs. It's one of my favorites. It's Hacker Hacker. You guys may probably know it. If there's, yeah, there it comes.
Warte, man.
Ja, mij.
Johannes, zijn project noemt Axo. Huh? Zijn project noemt Axo.
Van Axo, ja, van Johannes.
Back on the radio. Ja, dat die aanstaan of niet? Sorry, nou, hij staat nu helemaal uit. Ik heb hem hier nu wel, hij staat nog op oranje daar, zeg maar. Als ik deze nu naar beneden. Maar dat is zeg maar de basis, zeg maar, dat je kan zien dat hij op scherp staat. En als ik nu de main omhoog gooi, dan. Ik ga ondertussen Dylan zo bellen. We gaan nu een stukje Hack in the Box even tussendoor doen.
Ja.
Na dit nummer. En daarna pak ik hem weer terug, zeg maar, op België, zeg maar. Dan haal ik jou er ook bij.
Ja.
Onder welke naam wil jij, wil je onder je nick of niet?
Sandby.
Sandby?
Sandbender.
Sandman? Sandman.
No, no, niet Sandman. Sandbender of Sandby.
B.
Sandby.
Ik hoop dat dat niet zo van dat heet weer gaat zijn dat ik in een workshop.
Om laat is? Laat is.
Aangezien s'avonds al. Nee, om 4 uur begonnen.
Ik heb going to be out of luck. Wanneer? Vroeger vandaag? Waarin? Zal nog warmer zijn dan?
Mamke is van. Beter worden.
Vandaag? Die lijkt me leuk. Een soort access control voor hackerspaces. En het ook. Een workshop in van de twee. Machine learning en JavaScript. Lijkt me nu leuk. Ik denk dat zo goed moet doen. Oké.
Bye bye. That's one of the things our friend, I think it was FX said. In the meanwhile, we dialed one of our big friends. If it's all right, he can hear us. Dylan, are you there? Dylan, and it's silence. Let's see what we are doing wrong. I think I have to. I got a patch error. So what's the things if you're not used to a kind of setup, so what's the big thing, how does it work? Okay, we're going to skip this for a second, and we're going to try later because we can't hear Dylan for the moment. So we try that in a minute. In the meanwhile, we're going to listen to another song. The other song is from the Prodigy, and one sec, here we go.
Nice. Can't hear him.
Professional damage control.
It's always the big question. Why is it not working?
Was still in aanwezig.
Waarom doet hij het niet?
Komt waarschijnlijk uit de computer als audio stream. Op telefoon.
Dan gaan we gewoon over op de normale.
Moet ik hem voor de micro houden? Heerlijk wel. Ah, input en output.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back. That was the Prodigy. In the meanwhile, we were able to catch up with Dylan yet, but we will try it later on a different connection. Let's talk a little bit more about Belgium and what's going on with White Space at the moment. In the studio, we got Sandby. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
And how is White Space doing nowadays?
It's doing great. It's been a chill year, but we managed to pull some things off. So I think it was good.
What is the main things if you compare it to the last 4 years when we started with all these hackerspaces in the all around the world? What was the main thing of White Space? What was coming up?
You mean the future or in the past, like what we did?
Maybe both.
Okay. Well, I mean, last year, we're already in our fourth year of Hackerspace. This means that some basic problems have already been fixed and solved. So there's not big work in getting access and those kind of things. So that's all working fine. Infrastructure is there. The internet connection is there and that kind of stuff. Of course, every year you have to redecorate and redesign and replace everything in your Hackerspace. So we did some of that. And then we have the yearly events, like New Line was really good last year.
Yeah.
It was real fun.
And do you see the hackerspaces are getting more mature and there is more stream in the way they are working and everybody found its place in the best spot where they were able to function?
Well, I think so. I think the hackerspaces go up and down, but I think there is some kind of habit going into the hackerspace and some things go without saying and there's some kind of automation in dealing with the hackerspace and going there.
Okay. And do you have a lot of people coming and going?
Well, I think so. I think it's been a good year. We had a bunch of new members, which are really doing a lot in the space.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we had this year actually like a new generation coming into the hackerspace. Young guys like Bart and like this. And
it's like White Space 2.0?
A bit. So we're kind of expecting that those guys are going to like slowly take over the hackerspace and go it into a next generation. They have been organizing a lot of workshops and a lot of things.
So it's really actually renewal is a very powerful part because people maybe get tired and...
Well, I mean, when you get older, you get new stuff. Last year, I've been spending a lot of time in the pirate party, for example, so I haven't been spending too much time in White Space as I used to. And so that makes room for new guys, and they come in.
If you're going to take a look, you just said that you're doing work for the pirate party. I don't know the pirate party from the Belgium side, but I know them from the Dutch side. Do you see there is involvement between the pirate party and hackerspaces?
Well, I mean, you definitely have a big overlap between people that are a member of a hackerspace and people that are a member of the pirate party. So there's a big influence. For example, in Ghent, the local crew used to do the meetings in the hackerspace. So that was kind of a natural environment. And I think, and I hope that both the hackers, people that go to a hackerspace and the pirate party share common interests. I think we both want the same thing.
It's one of the things, only the difficult side of the political side of hackerspaces. You know, for me, a hackerspace is more kind of neutral ground. And if you see the neutral ground and you're going to set a certain political party on that neutral ground, the neutral ground is less neutral.
There was some discussion that in White Space also, and to be very clear, White Space is not related as an organization in any way to the Pirate Party or any other political organization for that matter. The reason why we used the White Space to do our meetings was basically because some people that were in the Pirate Party were member, mm-hmm. and we were looking for a room, and since we are member, we can use the room for things that interest us.
So it's complementary to each other.
Yeah, and so lots of people are member from of a pirate party, of the pirate party, and are member of a hackerspace, but that does not mean that the hackerspace is involved with the pirate party, and it also doesn't mean that other people that are not liking the pirate party are not welcome at the hackerspace at all.
Okay, if we're going to take a look, we have now White Space and Void Warranties, Crystal's here. Are these hackerspaces working a lot together, and do you see involvement of people switching between two hackerspaces? Or?
Well, there are some people who are member in both hackerspaces, Void Warranties or White Space, or even three hackerspaces in Brussels as well. So And basically the group of people have been growing out of Brussels, because in the beginning we all went to Brussels, and then we found out, oh, he's from Antwerp as well, I'm from Antwerp, and you too, why don't we make a hackerspace in Antwerp? And we still have that. Nowadays it's less than before, but we still work together on things. For example, now with the village here, we also work together to make it happen. So yeah, if someone, one hackerspace space does an event, we basically go there and have fun together.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Belgium counts now 3 hackerspaces?
No, I think we're up to 5 or 6 in total. Yeah. Yeah, there's 2 in Brussels, 2 in Antwerp. Anthony from Open Garage is also here.
Open Garage is also, yeah,
they're
of course.
Also from Antwerp, Gent, and then...
There's some starting up or still starting up hackerspaces in the French part of Belgium, and I'm expecting those to come up strong within the next year or
so. Hasselt as well, and I think Kortrijk or Bruggen is also planning to do something. So yeah, there's many more to come.
Okay. Well, that sounds like an interesting involvement in Belgium.
More,
I want to know what kind of projects you guys are running and what types of activities are going around. In the meanwhile, we're going to give the guys from Hack in a Box a call, Lidok again. Let's see what's going to happen over here. At least we can hear something. And now the big question is are they able to hear us? So there we go. There we go. It's always this nice.
This lovely Skype ringtone. it's Microsoft now.
Hey, there's Dylan. Hey, how are you doing, man? You're already live in the show at the moment. And it does is a crappy Skype call, but I think it's good enough to at least to hear some plans of the Hack in the Box. On the line is Dylan. Dylan is founder and chief. What is it, Dylan? Chief everything, huh? Yeah. I also heard you're the Twitter bot of Hack in the Box. Ah, that sounds like a busy job. Yeah. Hey, today I saw a press release coming by, and Hack in a Box was mentioned on it. Something new is going on quite close to here. It's something about Amsterdam and HIXPO. Ah, breakers. People are going to break everything or on the legal way, Dylan? I agree on you, but you first have to break things before you can make things, huh? Yeah. Hey, some nice things are going on. This exposition, what's going on over there? Are all kind of people are coming there and show their stuff, or is it a more corporate like the big companies over there and show their boxes? That's a nice area, man. That's a very nice area. It's quite big to fill with all kind of communities. Talking about these communities, if they want to apply for a place over there, how can they get there? I also have this very nice flyer in front of me with a very nice logo, and I see you got very nice keynote speakers, but there is all women keynote. Whoa, that's lead. That's seriously lead, dog. Can you tell us who's coming over there to give us a sneak peek on the list of speakers? Okay, so if people want to know what's going on, they can go to the Hack in the Random 2600 NL data box. I just Googled it. What the hell is going on over there with the name? And some people of the Hack in the Box crew will walk around. I heard they also got some stickers, isn't it? Okay. They're quite near S4, I saw on the map. So, well, if you want to know about the HITB Expo in Amsterdam 2014 next year, and you want to know how everything is going there, you want to do something nice, just come over there and lepak, as you should say in Malaysia, I heard, Dylan. Any last words? So, any last words from you?
Okay, thanks talking to you, Dylan, and we hope to see you soon.
In our Hack in the Box. 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 Ja. Je organiseert dat half, hè?
Ja.
Ik weet niet of dat dit jaar de challenge
is. De CTF bedoel je, hè?
Ja,
de CTF of de Hackerspaces Challenge?
De Hackerspaces.
Hackerspaces Challenge was dit jaar, wat was het nou? Ja, ze hebben, laat ik zo zeggen, we hadden te weinig animo om actief in mee te doen en we hadden geen sponsor. Dus we hebben hem dit jaar ietsje laten droppen, maar volgend jaar gaan we hem weer heel groot doorpakken. En we willen volgend jaar eigenlijk een Rube Goldberg machine bouwen met alle hackerspaces aan elkaar geknoopt. Dus ja, dat is dat je hier een balletje ergens op een plankje legt en een... volgens dat hij doorrolt, et cetera. Dat is onze planning nu, zeg maar. Maar we zijn lekker aan het voorbereiden in ieder geval.
Van de Kinect Challenge?
Ja, die was zeker gaaf. Maar die erop, de voor het Lego Mindstorms, was ook lachen.
Ja. Heb je achteraf toen geen vraag gehad van Microsoft? Binnen de... Die niet gebaseerd.
Nee, dat vonden ze helemaal gaaf, juist.
Oké. Okay.
Okay, Dus even de setup, even een beetje wennen wat waar allemaal zit. Want nee. Ik zit echt even te zoeken naar van waar de muziek überhaupt staat. Dus vandaar dat ik maar weer op de Prodigy ben uitgekomen, wat wel een van mijn favorieten is. Voor minder geluid, dus ik denk, hé. Gelukkig niet zo heet. Gelukkig niet zo warm.
Oh, there was the song already. It was quite a quick song. There was the Prodigy, and we're back here at the studio at om2013.org. The festival is it's quite warm over here, but everybody is getting actively because it's too hot under 10 probably. Did you guys already walked around and saw some awesome stuff?
I walked around yesterday.
Okay.
Night. And was pretty good.
Ah, the night. You saw all these big beamers and all these LEDs?
Those guys are our neighbors. That's amazing. They tested out their beamers on my tent the first day I slept here. And it was like day, night,
you were getting brown night. Off staying inside of your tent. Hey, and you saw all these LEDs. All these LEDs around on the poles.
They're fantastic.
Yeah. The LOC, Light Operating Center, I think. I heard they have about 75,000 unique LEDs, full color, and they're starting up an API that you can just color it yourself and play around with it. And
I have no idea how these guys did it, but it was
amazing. These guys are off a hackerspace, huh?
Yeah, they're from I think BitLayer.
BitLayer, indeed. Yeah. And Dimitri, he's team lead, but I'm not sure, so I'm slightly careful. He's doing an awesome job, and I think. They don't have everything done yet. By the way, we need a lot of volunteers still to do all kind of jobs, from cleaning the seats on the toilets till running the bar is also one of the things we need people for. So if you're over here and you think I would do something for the OMA organization, just go to the info desk and then I think they will point you out somewhere to where you can just run something. And it's still possible to just walk around, and if you see some dirt on the road, take it away and put it away. We are creating this event with each other and not alone. So we just spoke a little bit about what's going on in these Belgium hackerspaces, and you're also running a village over here, and you got a very big tent.
Yeah.
And I saw a very familiar face of us walking around, Mitch Altman. What is his plan?
His plan is just teaching people to solder, as usual. But he didn't have a place to give his workshops. And on the chat, he said, well, it's a pity I don't give any workshops this year on OM. And I was like, what? Mitch Altman is not giving any workshops on OM? How is this possible? And then I proposed to him, well, we have a big tent, we have lots of space, just join us and do your workshops there. And, well, he is now.
So Mitch is doing very nice workshops at your place. Yep. Where is the place for the people?
It's actually in between Rainbow Island, tent number 2 and tent number 1.
Okay.
It's the red and white tent and with the Belgian flag with Space Invader on and with lots of guarding gnomes in front of it.
I also saw a nice, very nice plate on the entrance.
Home sweet home. Yeah.
If people want to find it, it's very easy. It's next to the big laser beamer.
Oh, for sure. how could I have forgotten the lasers?
But during the day, it's quite kind of hard to find all the lasers. What's the planning? Is the planning starting usually at 12 o'clock, or can they find somewhere on the schedule?
Yeah, there is a schedule. I think Mitch posted some posters all over the terrain.
You can find the schedule on the page of the Belgium Hackerspaces Village.
Oh yeah, right. We put it on.
Okay, what's
there
the
as well.
What's the URL?
It's just if you go to the wiki of OHM 2013, yes, and you look up the Belgium village,
yeah,
the Belgium Hackerspace village, you'll see the workshop listed there. There's a table with events there.
Hmm. Yep.
And so we're adding stuff as we go along. We had Mitch working from 12 to, I don't know, dinner time, whatever time that might be. And today we had a meeting on starting an ISP in Belgium. And tonight there's going to be a pirate party drink.
Pirate party drink. Yeah, what kind of drinks? Nice Belgian beers?
Actually, we do have Belgian beers in our tent. So if you're interested and you make a little donation, you can access our beers.
Okay, so everybody who wants to have a real beer, real beer, they already convinced me about the fact they got something real. And I'm not going to make any commercials about it of the beer, but this village is awesome and you should go there. In the meanwhile, we're going to take for a short break with Armin van Buuren, Dutch DJ, and he's quite popular and I like him. So here is Armin van Buuren.
What a man.
Ooh.
Okay, we zitten nu
bijna
kwart voor.
Ook half een seconde.
Ja, yeah, go.
Nou, ik ben niet van mij.
Een half uur. Kwart voor bijna.
Pieter. Mag ik een sigaretje van jou?
Mag jij hem? Oh, jij bent er, ja. Oké, kom. Ah, oké. Okay. Ik doe voorlopig even zo. Maar deze gaat nog uren door, dus ik denk dat ik hem straks gewoon lekker... Maar even een kleine pauze vind ik ook wel even lekker.
Oké.
Dus, ja.
We gaan maar zo lekker terug.
Ja.
Ja.
Yeah, this is actually a track of almost 2 hours of Armin van Buuren. Well, the show is only 1 hour, so we're not going to make it any longer than that. This is the Hackerspaces Dinner Show. We already had two main courses, and it's time for some dessert, I think. Mm. So we're still talking with our Belgian friends from Whitespace and Void Warranties. What's for dessert for the next 4 years? After Ohm, we got another boost and some more future perspective, in a way we have learned here. So what's your future perspective on the Void Warranty side?
When we come home, I guess we will just basically clean up our space in the next few weeks. because with the preparations and everything, it's been a huge mess, total chaos. So, we cannot find anything. That's basically why we almost moved half of the space and all the tools here to Ohm. So we have an almost empty space now. But we need to do some rearrangement because we're quite short on space and for placing the tools and machines and so on. So we're going to work on that. And in the starting from September or something, we're going to do a couple of workshops. I think there's an Arduino workshop coming up, Arduino for newbies.
Arduino is always good.
Yeah, for sure. Probably some soft circuits or e-textile workshops, because we have some questions from people, especially the girls, to do something with that. I heard there was going to, or somebody's planning to start making a laser cutter. Lasers, yes, which are always necessary in a space.
Is it in the design of Lau's laser? Or?
I think so, yeah. We're still thinking or looking up some possibilities and see how we can finance it and how we're going to do it. But that was one of the options, which is quite, yeah, popular or
so
possible.
Building a lot of things.
We're going to extend the tools and the machinery we have now and just add to it and improve on that to make it more fun or more, so you can make more things than what we can.
And on the Whitespace side, any special investigations to check if we can break Prism?
Maybe those kind of things. I think definitely we just moved the wiki to another server.
A Belgian server instead of an American one?
Yeah, it's somewhere a server that we can kind of use, so there's no direct link to us, which is good. And we're definitely going to be playing with VPN and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
also people are working on their projects, which I think is like the root of the hackerspace. Johannes, for example, is experimenting with his AXO synthesizer project. It looks really nice.
Okay.
He's working on that in the tent right now. And myself, I'm also hoping to be doing a bit more programming. We're playing around with OpenGL, ES embedded systems in the tent right now and want to continue that. And at home, I have a sewing machine, so I want to learn to
sewing machine.
Yeah, I can teach you. I can give you the first course. We actually have a sewing machine with us here on Ohm, the old school manual one from the 20s.
Is it a Singer or?
Yes, of course, it's a Singer. Yeah.
What's how many kilograms does this weigh?
I have no clue, but it's very heavy. I think it's like 5 or 6 kilos. But it's so cool. But yeah. Mm.
Okay. Oh, and I must also mention some guys in Hackerspace are right now working on the version 2 of our gate control. We live in a building with a gate that is not controlled by us. We have one remote control and then we linked it up to...
Is it RFID or is it...
No, it's infrared remote control. Oh, no, actually it is a radio remote control thingy. But okay. we hook it right up to a phone system right now, and we're going to make a version 2 of that. So, and it's going to be using internet access, and so you don't have to have a phone really to get into the space and those kind of things.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, and are you guys still involved in a way with the Belgium the conference, Brucon?
Lots of people helped out on Brucon, but
it's a different community within the communities and
exactly.
So on.
Exactly. Brucon is its own organization, so it's not that the hackerspaces make or do Brucon, but everybody in the hackerspaces, lots of people help out.
I think it's about the same in the Netherlands. You got a lot of communities, and all these communities, there's a lot of overlap in people, and yeah. I mean, we have to connect all the ropes together. And
I think it's great. It's lots of freedom. You can do what you want, and you can find people that want to help you if you need to. So it's fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, any last words before we're closing down our dessert and starting for a small cup of coffee?
I would say go nuts and keep on hacking as much as you can.
Yeah. That's a good one for the, as a how you call it, a little chocolates in France or in Belgium.
Praline.
Ah, praline. Nom nom nom. So to finalize this three main course dinner, I think it's time to close down with one of a very nice oldie. It's Mr. Vane Culture Beat. Do you guys know one?
Oh my God, the 90s are coming back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's maybe good.
The more kitsch, the better. Come on.
Okay, got him some kitsch. Mr. Vane Culture Beat.
Fantastic.
Hey, this is actually a Prodigy. Wrong number.
Again.
Come on, fix it. You can't let this go.
Even zoeken hoor.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
There it is. Yes. Took some time to find it, but there it is. Culture Beat, Mr. Vane. Thanks you for listening.
Okay, have fun.
This
Thank
was
you.
The Hackerspaces dinner.
See you later.
Hey, see you
Bye.
Later.
Yo, next DJ. Fish, well done. Was leuk, gezellig.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Hey, wait, why don't... now I can hear myself. Good afternoon, campers. Welcome to OHM 2013. This is Psychic giving you a small update on the news.